try to keep the appearances. Yep, you'll be mad when you get what you don't have.
Hello, welcome to How's New York with New York real estate attorney Robert Howe. Tonight we welcome to the show Dean Balsamini and George Talmani from the New York State Small Business Development Center. Stay tuned for Bob. Welcome, everyone, to How's New York. I'm your host again, Robert Howe, and we're talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community, politics, and any hot topics of the day. We are broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyearbyen, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I am with my executive producer, Jason Versace, of Rising Tide Marketing. And tonight, we're going to be talking small business. Small business is the economic engine of all of the economy of the United States. And we're interested in finding out a little more about that, the trends, and people who help new entrepreneurs get into the business of small business. We are happy to have tonight as our guest Dean Balsamini. Dean runs a program out of the College of Staten Island called the New York State Small Business Development Center, and we're happy to have you. Dean, hello, and welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here, Robert and Jason. Thank you for all the assistance today. It's my pleasure to be here and also with George Talmani, who will be is advising our New Brooklyn operation.
And George works with you out of the Small Business Development Center.
That's correct.
Hello, George. Welcome also.
Hello, Robert. Hello, Jason. Hello, Dean.
Hello, George.
George is the Carp Bay Ridge connection to this this great unknown resource that we have in the Brooklyn community to assist existing small businesses, as well as people who have that entrepreneurial spirit and want to start up a small business. Dean, why don't you tell us a little bit about the goal of your center?
Sure, I'll be glad to, Bob, and hopefully we won't be an unknown source after we have this discussion and get an opportunity to dialogue a little bit about what are some of the needs of the community. But fundamentally, basically, the Small Business Development Center. We're located at the College of Staten Island, but there are 24 centers throughout New York State. And the whole aspect and the philosophy behind it is to provide an outreach and assistance to the various communities in each one of the counties throughout the state. So basically speaking, our mission primarily is really to offer one-on-one business counseling, assisting startup and existing businesses, developing business plans and strategies, and identifying appropriate sources of funding and market research, management direction, and even financial guidance. But the key is that the services we provide, a fundamental outreach, are free to the local communities. So basically, and confidential. So basically, if an individual is interested in setting a startup of a business, or basically is looking for assistance in the business that they're already involved with, they basically would come to us. Now, just to give you a baseline, over the years, the small business centers were established in 1993 at Staten Island, but 1983 throughout the rest of the state. And then in Staten Island, we basically have involved with over 5,700 businesses, and we've basically have economic impact into the community of over $130 million. So the point of the matter is we have a reach, and when we looked at the opportunities, we also decided that one of the most prosperous communities, similar to Staten Island, is, of course, the remainder of the 13th Congressional District, which is Brooklyn, the Brooklyn area, Bay Ridge, Bensonhurst, Dyker Heights. And once the redistricting takes place, it will also include the Gravesend area and will become the 11th CD. But their mission primarily is instruction, mentoring, advocacy. We work with the various respective one-on-one groups, group workshops, seminars. So there's a variety of different resources that are available to the community at large. And, you know, we hope that, you know, that will stimulate some further questions regarding it and what our mission is, because primarily there are various target markets and segmentations of the markets that exist in both Staten Island and Brooklyn. Some of those include, you know, of course, in recent times too, the veteran communities, which is primarily a big focus for us, and the small business owner. The programs we drive forward and support all of those groups as well.
George, what kind of people are you seeing coming to you? Are they first-time entrepreneurs, people who maybe have been knocked out of the corporate world and are now looking to strike out or disenchanted with the corporate world and now looking to strike out on their own? Or are they existing businesses saying, hey, I do need some help. I thought I knew what I was doing, but, you know, I need some help to get to the next level.
Well, one of the interesting things is it's kind of broken down into thirds in that area. About a third of the people are looking to start up a project, and many of those recently have been knocked out of the corporate box. A lot of them are older individuals, and we look with them at the skills they have and the ideas that they have. And again, it's a one-on-one confidential service, so I can ask some very tough questions of them to see if they're in the right position. And then another third of the people are existing businesses that might be in reasonably good shape, but they're looking to expand in some manner. And then we try and set them up to get in the right position to do that. And then another third are businesses that are struggling and having a difficult time. And again, the issue there, again, through one-on-one counseling, is we can identify and work to identify what the issues are. I recently was involved with a manufacturing concern in Brooklyn that did a reasonable amount, under $10 million in sales, but their sales had dropped probably 20% in 2 years. And part of that was the economic downturn. So what happened is I did meet with them. Actually, Dean introduced me to one of the owners, and we had meetings. I had 5 meetings with the managers, the owners, and came up with an idea of what I thought might help them. They went along with it. It was free to them. And they allowed me to interview 15 of their 50 employees. And we came up with a new job position. And actually, the last 2 years, I think they are showing growth. I think last year they showed 15% in growth, and they hired some people back. So that's an example of one of the more successful businesses we deal with. But an example also is someone in the Bay Ridge community came to me with the idea of opening a business, and we looked at the numbers they had put together, and after a couple of meetings, we came to the conclusion together that they were undercapitalized, which is a typical problem for small businesses, and that was by about half. They really were not expecting what the expenses would be to start up, and having experience for 18 to 20 years or so myself in small business, I was able to identify some issues that they had overlooked, and they were able to get better funding, and they opened up, and I believe they've opened up better than we expected. And so those are two examples
All right.
of successful cases.
George, I might add what we think, Robert, really is also critical, and George is being modest on this. We actually did a study, when we looked at the areas and said, look, we need to serve this area over in Brooklyn. We have a facility downtown on Chapel Street, which is a great facility, but this area of Brooklyn is akin to Staten Island. It adds an effect almost another 600,000 to 700,000 people in our footprint, Staten Island being roughly close to 500,000. Once we did the study, we've been actually operating for about a year now. We have a facility, and I'll give you the address and the other information later as to how to reach us in Brooklyn. But bottom line is that we've created already, been able to generate over $2 million of economic impact in the Bay Ridge area, and which created retained over 100 jobs so far. So we basically feel that this is just the beginning. It's a growing initiative. And to your point earlier, when you mentioned at the beginning of the program, the basic knowledge is be able to create a greater awareness of the facility and resource that's available, which is free and confidential to, people in the Brooklyn Bay Ridge area. So that's part of the other stimulus. But you were also kind enough on the program's website to actually put down and include one of our success stories, and that's an alarm system which is in Staten Island with a family-owned business. And fundamentally, these people from a generation down, Steve Capola and his family, basically won several awards from the SBDC and also from the Small Business Administration based on the growth business they have, their ability to generate new jobs, and so forth. So we also have an illustration in the Brooklyn area, and George has a couple of those that he's worked with, which we could talk about as well. But I would just want to emphasize that we would love to be able to spend that kind of focus in this area and generate, based on the needs assessment from what you have also assisted us on, develop new programs.
George, why is small business so important? Why don't we just focus on the big multinational corporations and why worry about the little entrepreneur, the little mom and pop, the solo, the person who hires 10 people? What is it about small business that we're trying to achieve or keep alive or grow?
Well, one of the interesting things, it's really a perfect match for Bay Ridge, and I do want to bring up the point that almost 350,000 New Yorkers have used the SBDC program through its inception in 1983. But as Dean pointed out, Bay Ridge in Southwest Brooklyn was kind of left out, and he saw it as an underserved area, and then talked to the state about getting someone into the Bay Ridge area. And Bay Ridge is one of those areas when you walk the streets, you can see the importance of small business and you see how it connects to the community. And that's something that big business is not as good at. So it's very important from that standpoint. Besides employing people, it connects them to the community and gives each community throughout the state, its effort. So, and Bay Ridge is truly one of the best small business communities in the state.
Yeah, you're right. The small businesses are a little bit of the glue of the community that keep everybody together. Some of the residents themselves may own businesses. Some of the residents may work in the local businesses. And, walking down a 3rd, a 5th, and 86th Street, it may not seem like a big job producing area, but when you stop and think that there are several hundred businesses that employ anywhere from 2 to 20 people each, added together, that's a very big economic impact that people really don't see. It's sort of behind the scenes stuff that we don't appreciate.
Well, Bob, that's an excellent point because, as a native Brooklynite, I know the area very well. I'm also on the governor's team for regional councils. In fact, we had a meeting on Staten Island, and they'll be doing some in Brooklyn soon, too. But fundamentally, the issue really right now is to create and revitalize some of the communities. Now, we've had elements of change that have taken place. Manufacturing has pretty much left, you know, a lot of the areas of the state. I mean, we do have the Navy Yards over in Brooklyn and some areas downtown, and some one of them was one that George was working with. But by and large, it's really becoming extremely more important to cultivate the needs of the small businesses and create jobs and you know, get us moving again in another number of different areas. And that's what we could do. We got some examples of some programs that we already are involved with. We can do certain specific things such as energy audits, which, you know, George can expand on further, you know, either on a one-on-one or a little bit later. I'm not sure how much time we have, but fundamentally programs with veterans who are returning, which is going to be a very, very significant process to try to find jobs and training. In fact, at the College of Staten Island, I'll be teaching a new course the first time at the College of Staten Island on entrepreneurism in the fall. So we're working in that area to stimulate, you know, a knowledge and awareness to create a forum for new jobs and to help. And we're looking to also expand that operation over, of course, into Brooklyn, because roughly 20% of the students at the College of Staten Island and their family-related items come from Brooklyn and the Bay Ridge area. So there's a lot of reasons why we have a vested interest, and I think Brooklyn is just a vital community that we want to, you know, make sure that we provide the services that they need.
George, let's talk about merchant psychology. Say I'm in business 10 years. You know, some merchant may have the attitude, well, I've been doing this 10 years. What could you really tell me? Maybe some more enlightened merchants might say, I've been in business 10 years. I can still learn more. What can you tell me? How do you deal with both of those types of, you know, psychologies and mentalities?
Well, one of the big attributes of our program, the SBDC program, is that it is done on a one-on-one basis. So I'm sitting across a desk from a business owner, and each business owner has their own personality. Each business owner has their own specific problems. There are situations that arise. Things are always changing economically. I mean, there was a huge change 5 years ago that people are still recovering from. And so these are points that technology has changed. There are new types of customers. People need to be aware of this. And when someone speaks to an SBDC counselor, they get to speak to someone who is seeing a bigger picture than just their business. So most of us have spoken to hundreds of business owners or potential business owners. And I think in Dean and my case, it's probably each of us have talked to over 1,000. So we get a big picture, and we also get to really look at what is happening with the individual and with the business. It usually may not come out in the first meeting. I might have an idea, but by the second meeting, I have a better idea, and again, we can get to the heart of some issues. Sometimes people don't even want to talk about issues, and they're trying to hide certain issues and or avoid them, and we can actually get to that point through what we do.
So it's really in a sense a counseling session, albeit about business. You know, you the business owner has to confide in you about the strengths and weaknesses, and then you have to make an evaluation and maybe make some very tough, honest comments about, you know, how that business is run. So I guess there's a little bit of psychology involved here also.
Want to say something regarding that. One of the benefits of working through the state is you're not working for the business owner. In a way, you are, but the business owner is not paying you directly. So you can ask certain questions that are very pointed, as you said, and with the idea that you're really trying to help the entrepreneur, and, you know, if there's no direct retribution, in the fact that they can say, oh, you know, all they can say is, oh, I don't want to see you anymore. But the reality is we get training in what we do, and the goal is to assist them through the hurdles and obstacles that they have to deal with.
Well, Robert, one other example of that, too, might be we could act as an ombudsman for a small business owner who basically may need incremental funding. We can do some screening for the banks and work and really work with them at the table. And I think that's a big benefit. And then also, some people come in with limited resources, small mom-and-pop operations, and say, look, we'd like to find out how can we market better? What can we do in the downturn of the economy and so forth and so on? And the worst thing in the world people might do is to say, let's stop our advertising, which is the worst thing to do. But we also have a market research arm that works with us in our central office in Albany. So we'll be able to do a number of different studies, that whatever's needed to serve that business. So there's a variety of ways we go at it, and it gives the small business owner that opportunity.
So you have a program that's free, that's comprehensive, that's hand-holding, that's counseling. Why wouldn't anybody not want to use your services?
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think what happens is, and that's a great lead, Robert, because I think you're right on the money. What happens is it's actually an awareness. One of the things that we do, we don't have a significant amount of funds in terms of our own advertising, but we do have some dollars where we're able to actually get the message out. So it's like programs like yours. We actually have a newsletter we send out. We stimulate it through word of mouth. We have a number of different clients that we have that are in both boroughs, if we just limit it to New York City. But we basically, it's creating more of an awareness. And the initial reaction is when people hear free, they think, gee, I wonder how good that could be. But I have business advisors. We have a small group. We're funded through the Small Business Administration, okay, and the colleges house us. Each one of the business centers are in a university environment. I'm at the College of Staten Island. We have one downtown at City Tech in Brooklyn. Bottom line is, we are there. It's a resource that's funded through the government, and my advisors in total probably have over 150 years of business experience. It's amazing the resources, and I have two former bankers on my payroll. So we have resources. We're there for the community, and so you're right, and we need to get the message out further, and we've been doing that.
Yes, you have an incredible program, and you're doing incredible work for you know, the local merchants in the New York City area. George, give us the top three reasons why people come, why you found people come to you. Is it money? Is it advice? Is it advocacy? What are you finding the top three, or give us top five, whatever you'd like, reasons why people who do know about you and seek you out are asking for your assistance?
Okay, well, three things that come to my mind quickly is, one, a big part of what we do is help people in planning and strategizing, whether it's a full-blown business plan, a portion of a business plan, cash flow projection, which are critical that most businesses do not do. Actually, you sent someone to my office the other day, and they actually do cash flow projections, which is very unusual. That's probably 1 in 20 business owners do that. So that's probably number one. Number two is the money. People are looking to borrow money or get a grant. And I cannot say that grants do not exist, because I'll speak about that next. But it's very difficult for a business to get a grant, and the business has to be in operation for a period of time or in some sort of field where it's benefiting the country or the state. But in money, one of the things we're trying to do is get the client in the right position to be able to borrow money. Many business owners don't show all their income. They don't kind of prepare. They don't have savings. These are things that allow people to borrow money easily. And one of the other things is to know that when you're trying to borrow money, one of the better times is when you're strong. I mean, it is the best time when you're strong and when you think you may not need it. So that's a time that we teach people that if you're going to grow a company, you need to kind of position yourself for what's coming down the road. And then the third thing is resources. And here's where I want to get into a point that Dean brought up earlier. And the idea right now, the state is through a grant program through the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority is giving energy audits. The state is actually paying for energy audits for small businesses. So it costs the small business owner nothing. We've had a couple of people in the Bay Ridge area actually get audits for free, and I've gotten great response, and the person is very professional, comes in and then writes up a report, and that is provided to the business owner. And then the goal there is to make the business as energy as efficient as possible, conserving energy down the road, and also the way they would like to structure, if there's any changes, is to try and set it up so that there is a reduction in their monthly payment compared to what they pay each month. So to reiterate, planning, money, and resources. And those are things that we know a lot about. We spend a lot of time outreaching into the community and what programs are available. So those are the three points.
George, I like what you said. There's something that rung, you know, true for me. Plan during the good times. Plan during the good times. If only we all knew the plan that there might not be a good time during the good times, we'd all be in pretty good shape. Dean, you're going to have the last word here. Tell us how our listeners and merchants can contact you.
I appreciate that. First, let me just thank you very much. I think you're doing a great public service with the program, Robert.
Well,
and
that's
Jason,
what we try. Thank you.
I really appreciate that. Yes, we're located in Bay Ridge at the Sovereign Bank Building, 9512 3rd Avenue. But for now, because we had limited resources, which is my senior business advisor, George Telmany, you need to reach him at 718-619-5603 or 718-982-2560. You can also check the website that has appeared on here and basically it's nyssbdc.org, and you'll find and be able to flow to the Staten Island and Brooklyn offices. But that's how you can reach us. And as you said earlier, Bob, it's a free resource. Please contact us. We want to help. One of the last pieces I would want to say is this. Also, the success story that we've been rolling and showing on your website, that's the element of gratification that we get when you have one of your clients gets a successful award for growing their business, stimulating the business, and it's acknowledgement that, you know, hey, they've done the right thing and you were there with them.
No, I reviewed your website before the show this evening, and incredible success stories. Incredible resources, incredible mission statement that you have, and on behalf of all the merchants in the Bay Ridge area, we thank you, and I think it's my job to try to get your word out to them so that they use you.
Well, we appreciate that, Bob. Look forward to doing much more in the community, and we're willing to do whatever it takes to help out.
Dean and George, thank you for being on the show. There's a lot more to talk about. Maybe we'll have you on another time, and we'll focus in on one particular topic. But thank you.
Thank you so much, and have a good evening.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, George. Well, this concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and to our guests, George Telmany and Dean Balsamini, for sharing their insights with us about New York State Small Business Development Center at the Bay Ridge Satellite Office out of the College of Staten Island. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.